And now a quick hop, skip and a jump from the liver into the gut, because your guts are home to millions and millions of tiny bacteria, which make up what's called your gut microbiome. Now, most of them are what you probably think of as good bacteria. They help us to digest our food and help us to stay healthy. But there's a huge range of different bugs that can lurk in our guts. And each one of us actually has our own personal signature of gut bacteria. Now, researchers are really excited about the gut microbiome because it's thought that it can influence our immune systems and it could actually hold the key to lots and lots of different diseases and maybe even lead to new ways to treat or even prevent disease. And this week, researchers in the US led by Jeffrey Gordon have published a new method for identifying the different types of bacteria in the gut, and they've done this through DNA sequencing. Now, so far, they've only used the technique to study a handful of people, but the results are actually fascinating. Writing in the journal Science, the team have found that the signature of the different bugs in your gut is probably remarkably stable over many, many years, even though on a daily basis we're exposed to a huge number of different types of bacteria. And interestingly, they also found that family members share quite a few types of bugs in common, and this suggests that right from an early age you get colonised with your family's bugs and it stays with you as you go through your life.
Well, they do say that a baby's first taste of life, assuming it's born the normal way, is a mouthful of muck, mum's muck.
Yeah, pretty much. And that's good for you because that colonises you with your mum's bugs. But actually, there's an interesting situation the scientists found where it did change. And they put a group of four rather unfortunate overweight ladies on a liquid-only, low-calorie diet, so sort of diet shakes, for several weeks. And they found that their gut bacteria actually changed quite dramatically as they lost weight, with different types becoming more or less common. The scientists, even though they've only done this in a small number of people, they do think it helps to reveal a lot more about the rather murky bacterial world in our bowels and provides a very powerful new method for scientists to study it. And they even think that maybe every year, if you have a personal yearly medical checkup, you should have a personal poo sample analysed as well, see what bugs you've got.
Is that because they are suggesting that when you have certain diseases, this spectrum of bugs could go off kilter?
Exactly. It does seem to be a reflection of health and what's going on. And if you're broadly healthy and stay healthy, your bugs stay the same. But they can get really out of whack. So understanding at a really detailed level what sort of bugs you've got and how they change in different situations, it could be diagnostic. It could even help with treatment if you can put the right bugs back in.
Thank you, Kat. Well, it is a very important area, this, because, of course, you are what you eat, quite literally. And that does in turn dictate your onward health.